gaming altcoin launched today.
This is the Pokemon Go of crypto, and it's the first of its kind to hit the blockchain.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a brand new gaming altcoin that just launched today.
This is being touted as the Pokemon Go of crypto. Maybe the Pokemon Go killer, which has had hundreds of millions of active users. And this is, there's a lot of different gaming projects that come on chain, come to the blockchain. You know, we've talked about Katana Inu and what they're doing and all these things. But the way that this game is built using augmented reality is actually one of the first to actually hit the market.
Yeah, it's one of, it's probably, I mean, I would say at least one of the, maybe the most unique crypto game that we've seen come out in a while. Like, did you play Pokemon Go a little bit back in the day?
Yeah.
Like when that came out, that was, it was hot. Like, it was like a wow moment, right? And you know, you see a lot of crypto games come and go. There's shooting games, there's racing games, there's strategy, fantasy, whatever, but haven't seen a lot come from the augmented reality space. And you know why that is, you know, we've talked about this. If you've been watching, we've started to talk about crypto gaming a little bit more. A lot of these crypto games that came out, they weren't it.
Yeah, 2D pixelated.
You can't fake an augmented reality game.
No.
And when you look at, you know, we'll talk about this in the episode, so make sure to watch this one to the end. But when you look at who made this game, the technology behind it, some of the gameplay and graphics, this is as legit as a crypto game gets. And as we mentioned, it just launched today at a very low market cap. So this is one that we need to pay attention to.
One of the lowest market caps I've ever seen of a coin launch. And there's reason for that. This is a game that's been in development for a couple of years now. They were building during the bear market. So they had tokenomics and pricing kind of dictated the way the bear market was going. If you're launching at too much of a high market cap, you know, our viewers, our listeners, and you and I who have been around that whole time, if it's launching at like 100 million, there's no way anybody's touching it.
Right.
But now it's launching in the bull market with this extremely low market cap. And for any of our listeners or viewers who have been watching us for a while, I think you guys would be really excited because we did highlight this project as a pre-sale opportunity, you know, many months ago.
That's right. So the name of the project and the game we're talking about today is Space Catch. The ticker is Catch. Now, yeah, we talked about this when it was early stage pre-sale months ago. And that episode had a great reaction. People loved it. I'm sure a lot of you probably put some money into the project at an early stage. The pre-sale did very well. They raised, I think, nearly $4 million in their various pre-sale stages, which shows the, you know, community interest in a game of this caliber. And all it does, all you have to do is go into the Space Catch website, check out the trailers. This is like real gameplay footage that we'll put up for you guys. You know, this is, it's, as you said, it's like Pokemon Go. You walk around, you go around augmented reality with your phone, you're catching monsters, there's different weapons and items and maps and all kinds of stuff in augmented reality. And yeah, I mean, the proof is there. The community, you can't fake community interest in pre-sales, and that's a good sign.
You also can't fake the amount of money and how quickly they raised it as well for this project. The first stage, this $650,000, took about 15 days. You know, not bad. But then in stage two, they raised $2.2 million. That sold out. The final stage, where they raised like $3 million, 48 hours.
Wow.
So clearly, like, that demand and that, people recognize it. And what I found interesting is the team has actually invested their own personal money twice that what was raised
into this. That's a great sign.
Yeah.
So the game was developed by a gaming studio called Pixel Field, like super legit. You can look them up. It produced a bunch of cool games. And again, because we said this project has been in development for a long time, so it's not one of these projects that you see very frequently where it's like, okay, we're going to do a pre-sale game launching next year. The public beta for Space Catch is available, I think, like very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So the Catch token just launched today. It's already available on multiple centralized exchanges. For any information about, depending on where you live, obviously, go to the Space Catch website to see the exact information about that. But yeah, there's just a lot of good signs for a project that's building for this long. And as we, you know, later in the episode, we can talk about the tokenomics, some of the cool features that are going to promote not only long-term growth in the project, but, you know, utility for holders as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, this launch had an initial market cap of 350,000. Vestings over 2 years, fully diluted, is 9 million. So pretty freaking low.
Mm.
And when you, as you mentioned, the tokenomics, the team, the advisors, the founders, they all get $0 at launch.
Right.
So there's a 3 to 6 month cliff for all these guys. So anybody who is early stage from a team perspective has to wait almost half a year before they start actually receiving their tokens.
I like that.
So that's really, really, and when they put millions of dollars into it, makes sense. Like you kind of want to see the longevity of the project survive.
Yeah.
I found it interesting. This is actually a project that was Binance Awards Creator of the Year.
Mm.
Right next to Near Protocol in the top organizations category.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know, they're winning awards, raising tons of money, some of the first augmented reality video games that we're seeing on chain. Ticking a lot of boxes here and launching a super low market cap.
You know, it was another good sign of like the long term and the interest in Space Catch was, you know, I know this word isn't so sexy right now, but NFTs. And I think one of the biggest and most easy to understand use cases for NFTs and crypto is with games. You know what I mean? Like, just look at the value of how much gun or, you know, skins in Call of Duty or Counter-Strike sell for. You know, yeah. People put a lot of value into a skin for a weapon or, you know, a player, an item, whatever, a hat, anything, right? Anything in the game. And now, with putting all this technology on the blockchain with NFTs, so for example, Space Catch, they did an NFT drop and they sold out immediately. And the NFT's price went up, I think. The last sale was done in 33 seconds. And there's the NFTs, the price went up massively. So again, like the pre-sale sold out quickly. The NFT drop is selling out quickly. People truly believe in the long-term vision for Space Catch. And that's, you know, evident by a successful pre-sale, NFTs, all that kind of stuff. So they're ticking a lot of boxes for me.
And the way it's all tied in too, it's it's free to play, which is nice, but it's also play to earn. And then they have the physical moving aspect of things. So you can tying into the NFT aspect of these characters, you are physically moving to enhance the abilities of your characters within the actual game. So it gets you off the couch, gets you into like actually doing things, which I think is really cool. Like if you're not moving, if you're not exercising, then your character is going to be shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I like that. No, I mean, you know, we're active guys. So any sort of game where it encourages you to get out there and be active is something that I believe in. And then when you look, again, in terms of the long-term vision for Space Catch and the token, staking. You know, we always like to look at projects that offer incentive for token holders to hold the token, whether it's a revenue share or staking. You know, an early-stage project like Space Catch, it's such a low market cap that launched today. If you think, all right, I can see this potentially being a $50 million token or a $500 million token, whatever you think. Yeah. If you can get a bunch of tokens today, lock them up for staking. So the way the staking works is they're rewarding people for staking early. So if you lock it up now, then, you know, you earn way more tokens for the first few months. And then the APY goes down significantly over the first like five or 6 months.
Yeah.
So again, they're putting in mechanisms so that the thing doesn't absolutely dump on you. And I like that a lot. So the pre-sale that, you know, we obviously covered months ago, the TGE is only 5%
right
for the pre-sale holder. So again, you're not seeing like a massive, sometimes right in these projects, like 25%. People are just absolutely dumping. So the pre-sale is only 5% TG. The team's not dumping. People are staking.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a lot of things that they've put in place for tokenomics for, again, a long-term vision for a game that is clearly built for long-term success.
Yeah, well, when they're developed by a professional gaming studio, Pixel Field, who has done work with a number of really credible brands out there, they also don't want to tarnish the reputation as well.
Mm.
So it's launching on a centralized exchange from day one. We don't know which one it is, so you're going to have to go onto the Space Catch website. But I believe it's launching at a price of 9 cents. If you look, let's just play hypothetical here. If it were to reach some of the market caps of some of these other games that are somewhat similar, like Echelon Prime, the token price would be $30.
Oh!
Crazy, hey?
Yeah.
Or Heroes of Mafia, it would be $15.
For sure.
So, like, there's a lot... When you're launching a $300,000 market cap from day one because of the bear market structure they had built in originally, it's like, this could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not financial advice, but from our perspective, this looks like a good opportunity. I'm certainly going to be trying to pick some up.
So am I. Yeah. I'm going to be on that website, whatever, 2 a.m. or whatever it is, ready to go.
But yeah, I think the fully diluted market cap is still only like $9 million.
Yeah.
So this is, look, it ticks all the boxes. We got a real team, a real gaming studio who have built a very, very impressive game. We have low initial market cap. We have good tokenomics, staking mechanisms, a lot of interest in the presale, a lot of interest in the NFTs.
And the team's put a bunch of money into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a fault in Space Catch. If you like crypto gaming, I think, you know, crypto gaming just seems, it's such an easy narrative. And again, I think people are still sleeping on this narrative a bit. It's not the hottest right now, but again, when a narrative isn't the hottest, that's when you want to be compiling good projects.
Well, the other thing is too is you don't have to play this game from your phone, from your computer. It's from your mobile device. Mm. There's not a lot of projects out there that are instantly in your hand, mobile device, being able to be used from day one.
Yeah. Now this is definitely going to be a new addition to my crypto gaming portfolio, along with, you know, Catan, you know, and all the other ones that we've discussed. So yeah, look, again, any information that you want about Space Catch, what exchanges is on, all that kind of stuff, you want to see the gameplay trailers, head over to the Space Catch website. If you have any questions, let us know in the comments.
And then tune into the next episode. Because
that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.